USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A ship carrying grain left Ukraine's port of Odessa on the Black Sea Monday. The Sierra Leone flag cargo ship, the Razoni, was the first vessel to leave a Ukrainian port, which was accomplished by the United Nations and Turkey. Kentucky's flood-related death toll rose to 28 as search and rescue efforts continued Sunday, and forecasters warn the state and other parts of the Appalachia heavy rains will continue. Governor Andy Beshear on Sunday said he expected the death toll in eastern Kentucky to increase as 37 people were still unaccounted for. 88-year-old basketball legend Bill Russell died Sunday in Mercer Island, Washington.
No one knows how much work it takes, how much talent it takes, how much dedication it takes to get to this place. And it's like watching a duck cross the pond. Yeah. You know, smooth on top, peppermint back.
I like underneath.
USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Alex Jones is seeking bankruptcy for his InfoWars publication.
Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones' primary company filed for bankruptcy protection on Friday, an unexpected move. It comes as a trial is underway in Texas to determine how much in damages he'll have to pay the families of two Sandy Hook victims who sued and won a default judgment against him. Jones' decision to seek bankruptcy protection for his company, Free Speech Systems, which operates InfoWars, also comes after he was found legally responsible in a separate defamation case in Connecticut. In the Gulf Coast Newsroom of USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
As of last night, the McKinney Fire, the largest yet of the year's fire season in California, had burned through 53,000 acres in Klamath National Forest near the California border with Oregon. It was 0% contained.
A monster fire without the wind. And when the wind came up and added that element, it was like nothing I've seen. It was a firestorm.
Resident Chris Hodson on NBC Bay Area, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Whistleblowers and Republican Senator Grassley have evidence. The Department of Justice and FBI, America's top judicial branch of government, has been protecting President Biden by hiding facts from the Biden laptop. Former Department of Defense Chief of Staff Kash Patel on Epic TV.
I mean, look, I've said from the beginning that I think Hunter Biden's going to be indicted. It's just a matter of timing based on all the prodding and investigatory work that has gone on by journalists. From my time on the Hill with Chairman Nunes, I got to know Senator Grassley and I worked with his team. One of the things Senator Grassley has always championed is the protection of whistleblowers. There's a Whistleblower Protection Act, which literally codifies into law safeguarding those who are in government positions that want to expose waste, corruption, and fraud. It's one of the main purposes of Congress. And Senator Grassley has been a big proponent of it. So when he focuses in on something, i.e. the Hunter Biden laptop investigation in the FBI, and whistleblowers have started to come forward, that means he's been working it for a while.
A pilot fell to his death after exiting a plane mid-flight during an emergency landing near Raleigh, North Carolina, Friday. Police say 23-year-old Charles Crooks either jumped or fell from the plane without a parachute. Darshan Patel is the chief of the Wake County Emergency Management Operations.
We had officers that were responding in the area for the search and were flagged down by a resident. They had heard something in their backyard.
The second pilot's identity is still unknown. The plane safely belly landed at a local airport. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.